Are you ready now? This is another kid that I've been watching for 20 years. And it used to be that if I wanted to see her, Dennis or somebody else, wouldn't be Dennis, we'd go somewhere to see her. She was at the Del Coronado, or she was at the Stardust, or she was somewhere around always, and I had to run there to look at her because I wanted to cheer for her, you know. I also wanted to keep some weird guy from teaming up with her. So I was standing guard. I didn't do too much good because... No, actually, she ran into one of the nicest men on this earth, Dr. Steve Larson, and they were both doing their music together, and that's where they fell in love. And I thank God every day because, again, she was out there where all these guys were looking at her, and I'm going, ooh, be careful, Donna. Oh, I was worried, but I didn't have to worry because God had her right under his eyesight. And up walked Steve, this wonderful man that, how many know Steve? You want to go along with me on that? Is he not the greatest? Eric, you went to him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Eric went to him. Did you go to him knowing that he was Donna's husband, or just you went to him knowing he was Donna's husband? He's a wonderful man. And here's our Donna, and I love her. And I don't know what she's going to sing, but I think and talk, but I think we'll enjoy it.
I will anyway.
Thank you, Millie. I'm going to sit down, so I'm going to be talking a little bit about my creative process and songs that I do. I'm going to sit there so I don't have to stand up, sit down. It's just be easier that way on you. Hi. Hello, hello. Oh, is this not working?
It's working.
It is? Okay. Oh, I hear it kind of. There we go. My name is Donna Larson. I've been studying with Millie for over 20 years. It's taken me this long to say yes when she's asked me to speak. I'm really not a great speaker, but I do love to write. I like to write lyrics and music, and a lot of it is inspired by Millie's teachings. And she gives us a lot to think about during those classes. And before I found this way of being, I searched for many years through all the religions that I could study. And I had some extraordinary experiences that told me there was more to life than what I knew about. So I kept searching and didn't really feel like I fit in with my family, and was in search of that feeling of family, which I've found here. It's wonderful. I thank you for that. I'm really grateful for that. I started writing music when I was a teenager and never really stopped. One thing I've noticed is that as my focus on spirituality increases, so does my creative ability. I feel that music is a bridge to God. It's some part of heaven left over here on earth from when we were created. I live every day wanting to do better and figure music is about the only way I know how to do it. So that's hopefully how that's going to happen. And I'm really grateful to my guides and my angels because I know I get so, so much help from them. This first song that I'm going to do for you is about my own creative process and knowing that it's a gift and recognizing it as such. And the hardest part about it is getting myself out of the way so I can be clear. And you know, that feeling of the flow is kind of hard to describe. To me, it's the God energy coming through, and it's connecting with the creative source, kind of like healing energy for you healers out there. It's kind of like that same energy. And it's rare that I purposely sit down anymore to write a song. That's one way of doing it, I suppose, but now I can feel them, and I can hear them coming, usually right when I'm in the middle of something like dishes or laundry or driving. So I just have to stop what I'm doing, and I go write it down. And sometimes I am so blessed that it really amazes me. The whole thing sometimes just comes right out, lyrics and melody. And I've learned over time to feel the difference of when it's being given to me and when I'm trying to make it happen. One way is very easy, and one is lots and lots of work. So when my angels give me the music, it's like touching the divine. and I couldn't be more grateful to the Creator for that connection. So I live in total gratitude for being able to express myself through music. I get to talk about anything I want, and I get to wrap it up in a pretty little tune. Well, I hope it's a pretty little tune anyway. I get to talk about God and angels and living in peace and changing the world for the better. And I always hope that the tones and messages in my music can reach deep into souls and hearts and minds and help other people. The whole purpose of art in any form is for sharing and healing, for bringing in the love vibration. And most people wouldn't believe me if I told them I had angels and guides helping me write my music, but it's true. I really believe that each and every song, every piece of art in any form, is really a miracle. So I wrote this song. Well, maybe the song wrote itself. It's called Every Song is a Miracle. Every song is a miracle. Every song is a miracle. Every song is a miracle, expression and melody. When lucid and clear is divinity, right here. Current flowing rhythm with senses for soul connectedness. Every song is a miracle. Every song is a miracle. Gratitude for life in you flows like ink from my pen, and I hear cherubim and seraphim, pure pleasure in my ears. Every song is a miracle. Every song is a miracle. From the source, and of course, I am renewed and elated. Ooh, yeah. Every song is a miracle. Every song is a miracle. Counting blessings in present time, no imperfection will never be mine. It's purity and each time divine, divine. There comes a time in our lives when we feel like we've been missing something. We need some help. We're searching for direction in life. We want to know our mission. We're at a crossroads and ready to move. This next song began as a prayer that I wrote out of desperation and frustration. I needed to know just what my mission was, and I was tired of trying to do the right thing while feeling left with that empty feeling, that awful feeling that I missed something. What was it? I was doing my best to be a loving, spiritual person. I was working on being more spiritual, but it just didn't feel like I was succeeding. I wanted the answer. So I guess at this point, there was a realization that God was in control, not me. There was the hope that the big voice in the sky would come down and give me direction step by step. And I wanted it to be easy. I still do. I didn't want to have to repeat all those mistakes again and again in this life or in the next one. So it was time to realize it wasn't all about me. It was time to shift my focus onto my spiritual awareness and follow what was given to me. It was time to really, sincerely ask for help, to be ready for change, and to hand the reins of the power of my soul over to God. It was time to surrender. I surrender. I surrender. My life is in your hands. I'll just live according to your plan. Please believe me, I have done the best I can. Would you tell me who I am? Oh, I surrender. Oh, I surrender. I surrender. I'll do freely what you say. I remember and reconcile with yesterday. Please just guide me. So many choices to be made. Make it easy, 'cause I hate to make mistakes. What's the meaning of all that we go through? So you've been there at the road that splits in two. Can't turn back now once the choice is made for you. In untruth, oh, Have you ever noticed that you're humming along in your life and things start to go a little haywire? Then you get all caught up in them and you're so enmeshed in the chaos or the turmoil that you just plain forget to ask for help from God and the angels? Me too. Our lives are so busy, but it only takes a moment to make change happen. A few seconds of focus on love and light can change everything. It always changes the energy, and the angels are always there waiting to help us. God is always there, ready and willing to help. We need to remember to ask for help. Of course, it might not come in the package we expect, but we do get it. It's kind of like that old commercial. I don't know if, well, some of you are old enough, older than me. But that old commercial where this person is drinking this really unhealthy drink, and she goes, oh, I could have had a V8. Well, it's kind of like that, oh, I forgot to ask the angels. That's what this one's called. So when you bump up against the roadblock, it's time to reevaluate your life. Oh, I think I got this. That's the wrong page. Next song. Here we go. So, I forgot to ask the angels. Cooking up life at medium high. Time and trouble passing me by. One thing or another getting me down. Then I stop and look around. Oh, I forgot to ask the angels. Oh, they're always there to help me. How could I have been so blind? They've been waiting all this time. I gather up my scattered mind. That's no joke. Take a few minutes, it's only time. Sit down and feel my heart inside, and I ask the angels. Just take my troubles and fly. Oh, I forgot to ask the angels. Oh, they're always there to help me. Oh, how could I have been so blind? They've been waiting all this time. When joy and happiness feels implausible, I hear these words, all things are possible, it only takes a moment, dear, for a change of heart or a release of fear. Oh, I forgot to ask the angels. Oh, they're always there to help me. Oh, how could I have been so blind? They've been waiting all this time. An ounce of silence, a moment of stillness, with gratitude in my heart. Ask for a new start. Oh, I forgot to ask the angels. Oh, they're always there to help me. Oh, how could I have been so blind? They've been waiting all this time. I forgot to ask the angels. Oh, they're always there to help me. Oh, how could I have been so blind? They've been waiting all this time. time. I forgot to ask the angels. Don't forget to ask your angels. I forgot to ask the angels. Oh, very much. Thank you so much. I am thirsty. Whew. So, when you bump up against a roadblock, it's time to reevaluate your life. This time, being more truthful with yourself. And you ask, where am I going? How did I get here? Sometimes this can bring with it more questions than answers. More than what is the meaning of life is what is the meaning of my life? And why do things happen the way they do? And why am I so thirsty? So, what do I need to do to set my soul free to live in constant union with the divine? Sometimes I feel like I stray from that, but I can certainly try to jump back on the road to get there if I can find it. One thing we can do is to recognize what doesn't work. Now, what holds us back? What makes us doubt ourselves? And think about the choices we make. I mean, deep thoughts about our lives and our direction, or the roads we've traveled, or missed completely, or where we could be going. We forget to connect with our passions. We put them on the back burner. Sometimes we forget that we have them at all. We've got to get that work done, right? So we know inside our souls that the path is right there in front of us, being presented time after time while we're focusing on the other side of the road or where the grass is always greener. Why is that? It may not be the easy road, or it just might. So maybe as we stop at a corner, we can investigate the description of our path to God. There's a lifetime of work right there. But we're always on that corner, but sometimes we just keep rushing in the same direction instead of stopping to evaluate. Why do we do that? When we're truthful with ourselves, we know where it is we want to go, but all this stuff, the meetings and the errands, the appointments and particulars of our life, they're taking up all our time and energy. And amongst all that stuff, we lose the map to find the road that's going to set us free. So where is it? Where are those directions for life? Where are they written? And where is the road to our true selves? Where's it going to take us? Standing on the corner of truth and honesty. Gotta get the map to find the road that's going to set me free. People passing by in such a hurry make me believe that I'm not fast enough. I start to worry. Am I on the right avenue? Are there too many roadblocks to get through? Asking for directions to the freeway of love. Watching for the signals posted up above. Chart my destination from the highway of uncertainty. Sometimes being driven isn't all it's cracked up to be. Been pushing all those pedals to the metal, to the floor. Here's another boulevard I've never seen before. I can't believe the speed I passed by opportunities. Now my destination lies straight ahead of me. That the signals haven't been that clear. Wait, now I hear the sirens of my passion coming near. May maybe we can slow it down. See the sidelines, take some time to look around. Find new guidelines, watch the scenery. Maybe even hug a tree. Think about what I want and find some fuel for me. Standing on the corner of truth and honesty. Gotta get the map to find the road that's gonna set me free. Standing on the corner of truth and honesty. Gotta get the map to find the road that's gonna set me free. Set me free, set me free. Set me free on the corner. Standing on the corner of truth and honesty. Thank you. Thank you very much. Can't you just feel the planet changing? All that energy is really changing. There's so many more people now talking about God and spiritual things. Mass awareness has changed, and with help from people that are more aware, the whole world is going to be transcending to be more fair and just. As our love energy stands strong together and builds, those blinded by their darker side are going to lose control. Once enough of us have put energy out in a positive way, a loving way, then there must be change. The scales will tip, and then we will live in harmony, knowing we're all one. I'm a believer in critical mass. It follows the laws of physics that once enough energy is released in one direction, then it will eventually tip the scales of change. That energy that I'm talking about is prayer. Prayers for peace. But who's responsible to make that change? Each person contributes to the ascension of our planet. Prayer is a flow of energy going out. That's action. Science knows that there's always a reaction, and that energy, with intention, will bring peace to our planet. When we consciously send love out and light out into the world with the highest intention for peace, then it will happen. The world will heal. People will become more and more fair and kind and loving to all. So please remember to pray for that every day. Your prayer could be the last one needed to tip those scales. And who wouldn't want that? So don't hold back. It could be you to say the last prayer needed for peace. Imagine that, having your prayer be the one to tip the scales. Wouldn't that be awesome? That's critical mass. This is called the last prayer. Oops, I need my... Oh, sorry. I love science. I love it when science and spirituality go hand in hand together. It's thrilling for me. What if it was true? What if it was you holding back the last prayer for peace? Then what would you do? Would you do it? Do it right now. Could be you holding back the last prayer for peace. How many will it take before the wars come tumbling down? Who will move the last rock to make the mountain crumble? Would you take a stand? that young man, the one in Tiananmen. Would you speak up? Would you dare? What if it was true? What if it was you holding back the last breath for peace? Silence is the greatest cause of war. Speak up now for a new world. Pray for peace forevermore. It doesn't take that much, just a little love, desire for a change, a moment of your time. What if it was true? What if it was you holding back the last breath for peace? The last breath for peace. The last breath.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all for listening to this, my music and my talk. And I feel really blessed in my life to have friends and family in this wonderful church family. We really have something special here, and I'm so glad to be part of it. Okay, I'm going to try not to cry now. Millie has given me so much more. Millie, where's Millie? Are you hiding behind me? Millie, you've given me so much more than she's given me so much more than she could ever imagine. So much love. And many, many years of classes. And certainly lots of material for my music. If it would just all stay in there, all those classes. But I would like to encourage each and every one of you to contact your inner muse and do something creative once in a while. At least once in a while, if not every day. It can change your life and maybe change someone else's. Because gifts are meant to be shared. Thank you for letting me share mine.
Doll baby, huh?